Pai Cheng's Fox. The Case. Once when Pai Cheng gave a series of talks, a certain old man was always there listening together with the monks. When they left, he would leave too. One day, however, he remained behind. Pai Cheng asked him, "Who are you standing here before me?" The old man replied, "I am not a human being. In the far distant past, in the time of Kashyapa Buddha, I was head priest at this mountain. One day a monk asked me, 'Does an enlightened person fall under the law of cause and effect or not?' I replied, 'Such a person does not fall under the law of cause and effect. With this, I was reborn 500 times as a fox. Please say a turning word for me and release me from the body of a fox.'" He then asked Pai Cheng, "Does an enlightened person fall under the law of cause and effect or not?" Pai Cheng said, "Such a person does not evade the law of cause and effect." Hearing this, the old man immediately was enlightened. Making his bows, he said, "I am released from the body of a fox. The body is on the other side of this mountain. I wish to make a request of you. Please, Abbot, perform my funeral as for a priest." Pai Cheng had a head monk strike the signal board and inform the assembly that after the noon meal there would be a funeral service for a priest. The monks talked about this in wonder. "All of us are well. There is no one in the morgue. What does the teacher mean?" After the meal, Pai Cheng led the monks to the foot of a rock on the far side of the mountain, and there, with his staff, he poked out the body of a dead fox. He then performed the ceremony of cremation. That evening, he took the high seat before his assembly and told the monks the whole story. Wang Po stepped forward and said, "As you say, the old man missed the turning word and was reborn as a fox 500 times. What if he had given the right answer each time he was asked a question? What would have happened then?" Pai Cheng said, "Just step up here closer and I'll tell you." Wang Po went up to Pai Cheng and slapped him in the face. Pai Cheng clapped his hands and laughed, saying, "I thought the barbarian had a red beard, but here is a red-bearded barbarian." Wu Men's comment: "Not falling under the law of cause and effect, why should this prompt 500 lives as a fox? Not evading the law of cause and effect, why should this prompt a return to human life? If you have the single eye of realization, you will appreciate how old Pai Cheng lived 500 lives as a fox, as lives of grace." Wu Men's verse: "Not falling, not evading, two faces of the same die, not evading, not falling, 1,000 mistakes, 10,000 mistakes." So, classic case in The Gateless Barrier, The Woman Khan, translated here by Robert Aitken. And a very important case in our koan curriculum, in Boundless Way Zen, the Harada Yasutani koan curriculum. This is the second case. The first, of course, is Mu. Does a dog have Buddha nature? Mu. The answer, translated sometimes as no, but often better left untranslated. What is this Mu? And for many people practicing with Mu, there can be, before one moves on to this case of Pai Cheng's fox, some kind of breakthrough, some kind of seeing into the great matter that allows for a person to move on to this case. And this case follows hard upon it in an important way. In our practice, we may have glimpses or openings to what we in Boundless Way Zen sometimes describe as boundlessness. Might also be described as emptiness, which sometimes could be thought of as life beyond conception, life beyond yes or no, life, things just as they are, exactly this. In this life, there is this quality of freedom. And so to have this case follow right after this awakening to our true nature is important, because very quickly we begin to form ideas about emptiness, about boundlessness. And so often the idea is that now I will no longer suffer. The goal of enlightenment and of practice is that I be free from suffering. And once I see into the true nature of reality, suffering no longer exists. And so the question for us as we encounter this case is, what was such, you know, in a sense, when we first encounter it, right? What was wrong with the old monk's answer when asked the question of whether we are our lives are bound by cause and effect? Does a person who is enlightened fall under the law of cause and effect? You know, recently I mentioned this story once before, but recently I was writing and telling a story on my blog about an experience one evening when I woke in the middle of the night and was visited by memory, visited by memories of my parents who, for example, who had died not so long ago. And in these memories, I found that there was an uprising of sadness inside me. And this is just what arose for me. My parents have died, and I feel sad. And I posted this story somewhere and received a comment from someone who had studied Buddhism and who said, if I found my stable, enlightened mind, I would no longer be affected by such things. This is the argument that an enlightened mind is no longer affected by cause and effect. That we would no longer, for example, feel sadness should we lose someone we loved. Or, for example, that we would no longer feel fear in the face of our own death or pain. And this is one of the reasons why there is story after story of monks, of teachers, for example, describing their own encounters. There's one description of a great teacher who was attacked by bandits. And as the bandits ran him through with a sword, he screamed. And people miles away could hear this. And it was very disturbing for monks who had the idea that an enlightened person would no longer feel pain. There is the story of Buddha who steps on a thorn and in so doing feels great pain. And the sutra goes on to describe how much pain the Buddha is in as this thorn is wedged in his foot. These types of stories are reminders for us that, of course, no, we are not beyond the laws of cause and effect, that, of course, we will still suffer. We practice not to no longer experience any suffering or pain or emotion in our lives. These are natural human arisings. And so to offer the answer, no, is to enter the life of a fox. However, on the other hand, should we answer yes? Well, having tasted to some degree liberation, there is a sense that one also can see through the stories of the mind can see through the way that we explain existence as a linear thing, as this leads to this leads to this. These are the stories of the mind. And so we can also begin to see that these are just stories. We begin to experience thinking as thinking, memory as memory. And interestingly, there is some liberation in this. It's something that's actually quite hard to describe. So the case goes on. Please say a turning word for me. Does an enlightened person fall under the law of cause and effect? Such a person does not evade the law of cause and effect. We all change. Change is the one thing that we can count on in this life. Impermanence. This movement of movement in time. The fact that the ghosts come and visit in the night, sharing memory with us. All just memory, and eventually dissolving into the morning. So while cause and effect continues, maybe it's not something that we need to be quite as concerned about. Hearing this, the old man immediately was enlightened. So what an interesting thing. Imagining that he would evade the law of cause and effect was actually the problem. The thing that many people think of as enlightenment, that I will in some way rise above the world, was precisely the thing preventing him from awakening. So the question becomes, what does he awaken to? What does it mean when these stories use this word, enlightenment? You know, an interesting thing in the Soto tradition, we find this movement toward people sometimes talking about not using the term at all. Practice is enlightenment, and this is true. Whatever is here is our awakening. And we also hear the story of Buddha sitting under the Bodhi tree, was enlightened. We hear the stories of all these different monks who experienced some profound transformation, who awakened to their true nature in some way. And we are told in different teachings that this is something that is worth our energy, worth our devotion. That otherwise, what can happen is that we get so caught in our desires, desires to be different from what we are. And in getting so caught in these desires to be different from what we are in the given moment, we miss our lives. No trivial thing, because our lives are all we ever have. And even within the context of our lives, everything always changing. Nothing really that we can hold on to. Perhaps we've had the experience of watching a beautiful sunset and recognizing how beautiful it is, perhaps suddenly we are touched by sadness. One would think that in that moment of great beauty, all that would be present would be joy. But there is, of course, some part of us that recognizes the ephemerality of existence, the impermanence of the sunset. This is not a teaching that necessarily makes people happy. Sometimes the Buddhist teachings are a challenge to us. We long to create our fortress, our permanent place, the place where we can always be happy, the place where we can always have our needs met. And yet we have the five remembrances. We are of the nature to grow old, to get sick, to die, and to lose everyone we love. We are of the nature to die and lose everyone we love. To allow that teaching, the Buddha's teaching, to penetrate is a powerful thing. It's a hard teaching to face, one we often turn away from. Oh, that may be true, but I need gas in my car. That may be true, but... And on we go. Our practice asks us to sit with these truths, to sit with this recognition of impermanence, and to really let it touch the heart. How much more it encourages us to turn toward this brief life when we recognize our impermanence, when we recognize death, the death of a fox. Who wouldn't long to live again as a fox, knowing that there was nothing else? So the end of the case. Huang Po stepped forward. As you say, the old man missed the turning word and was reborn as a fox 100 times. What if he had given the right answer? Each time he was asked a question, what would have happened then? Right? Wrong? Was it really a problem that he was born again and again as a fox? Aren't we all? Aren't we all born again and again, day after day, into this life of karma? This life of cause and effect. We eat and we are full, and then we wait a while and we become hungry again. Each of us, these animal bodies of ours, moving through this life of cause and effect, touched by it. And each moment of this life as a fox, an opportunity for us to wake up, to turn toward this as this, to turn toward that as that, to stay present with what is. Not falling, not evading. Two faces of the same die. Not evading, not falling. 1,000 mistakes, 10,000 mistakes.